I mean, it's not always like a paved way for you to get from point A to point V. Point A to point B. So there's gonna be like waves and bigger waves.
Bored ka ba?
Or kailangan mo ng pamatay oras?
Ito na ang podcast na para sa'yo.
We grew up in a society dictating na dapat ano kay pagdating ko ng 30s, kasal ka na.
Lahat naman tayo nagbigo sa Malaysia.
Looking back now, kung tatanungin niyo ako kung napatawad ko siya,
your work or your role is over, but I would never forget you. Not valued?
Samot Sari.
Mga usapang mema at minsan may pinaglalaban din.
Ako si Cabs.
At ako si Celso.
Kami ang inyong host sa podcast na to. We release new episode every Monday?
Tuesday.
Or minsan Wednesday.
Basta mag-upload tayo.
Wow, it's been a while, Mav. How are you?
Lumalaban pa din sa buhay. Lumalaban pa din sa mga suntok at sa pagkabuhay at naging makata. Okay naman, madaming sobrang busy lang talaga, ang daming pinagkakabalahan. Na-realize ko nga parang kung gusto mo walang gawin sa buhay, kaya mo eh, para tumambay-tambay.
Mm-hmm.
Once you entertain a lot of activities, like gawin ko ito, maging creative ka sa paggamit ng time mo, magiging busy ka rin talaga. Pero at the end of the day, controlled mo. Ayun, yun lang naman.
Oo. Fighter pala ang ano, ang...
Fighter era.
Oo, it's your fighter era. Oh my God, Christina Aguilera. Ako, I'm doing okay. Ikaw naman sabi mo, diba, patuloy na lumalaban sa buhay. Ako naman, ito yung phase ko na parang go with the flow ang peg ko ngayon, pero I'm happy. And I think that's important, diba, yung pagiging masaya natin.
Kamusta ang puso? I'm interested to know.
In a romantic level? Ganun ba? Ano ba? Wala. Zero pa din siya. Hindi na ako kasi naghahanap talaga eh. I mean, hindi naman sa hindi ko kailangan. I would love to be in a relationship. Pero ayoko din naman i-force kung... Kung wala. Parang I'd rather... Yun nga, parang narinig na natin ito maraming beses. Parang I'd rather just be with myself rather than forcing myself to be in a relationship with someone just for the sake of being in a relationship.
Nabasa ko din lately na ano, parang not because na wala kang relationship na gusto mong, kunwari, interested kang mag-enter sa isang romantic relationship. Pero dahil hindi, meron kang checklist sa utak mo, tapos may preference ka, pero walang dumadating. Tapos, not necessarily naman daw ibig sabihin na kung sino unang dumating. Yun yung kukunin mo. Parang you can wait and then you can take your own sweet time. So, yeah, naalala ko lang sa'yo. Tsaka sabi mo naman, and then it's perfectly okay, no? Kasi sabi mo nga kanina nung offline pa lang, busy ka sa mga pakaldag sa TikTok. Whatever makes you happy.
Hindi naman, busy sa pag-TikTok, pero for some reason, ang daming pakaldag sa TikTok.
Algorithm is the pakaldag.
I'm not sure, pero, well, thank you pa din siguro. Thank you na lang.
Ano ba meron na sa pakaldag? Kinakausap ka ba nila? Di ba ngayon yung mga comment? It's, look at me first. Parang ganun. Talk to me.
Hindi, siguro in some way, parang kinakausap ka kasi nga, you, parang, you end up wanting more? Charot lang. But charot aside, yeah, maybe. Pero ikaw, kumusta ka? Kumusta yung puso mo?
Puso ko ngayon, masaya naman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mainit. Siguro I'm seeing some people. And then,
oh, you know, some people.
I mean, not at the same time naman. Hindi tayo
naman. Okay.
You know, trying out in such a way na tinatest mo yung personality ng mga taong dumadating, ganyan. Meron namang nagugustuhan. Pero, at the end of the day, kalma lang. Parang hindi ko rin pinupush na jawang-jawa na ako. Kasi, pareho naman tayo, hindi naman tayo talagang ready pa for relationship. Mas nasa love yourself era tayo. Parang,
siguro,
2 years pa bago tayo talaga maghanap ng relationship. Pero, ini-enjoy ko lang din yung moment na may mga dumadating na tao, nagpapakita ng attention.
Mm-mm.
Ganda. nagpapakaganda ako din sa episode na to. Pero yun nga, may napapakita ng attention. Pero at the end of the day, it's a bonus. Kinoconsider ko siya bonus sa buhay ko. Hindi siya parang missing piece na kailangan ko
sa
puzzle ng buhay ko. Kasi masaya naman nga tayo bilang mag-isa. At madami-madami kang magagawang bagay, di ba? Activities ang gugustin mo lang.
True.
Like, what you mentioned, nag-ano ka, advocacy, bilang masali ka nga sa Miss Universe.
I mean, they've been wanting me to join Miss Universe, pero, ano, syempre, ano pa rin niya, pinag-iisipan pa rin. Kasi syempre, when you join a pageant, it's not just because you're beautiful, you're pretty, you have advocacy, then, sige, join na. It's not like that. You still need to find it in your heart kung para ka ba sa pageant na yun.
Para ka din target si Queen
Anne. Yeah, kidding aside, no? Oo.
Advocacy nga talaga.
Oo. Hindi may advocacy, pero some reason na tutuwa ako when I lend my time when it comes to, ano, yung mga volunteer works. Meron kasi kami yan sa company, pero it happens like once per year lang, so it's not as frequent as that. And recently I joined this a non-profit organization sa Singapore. I started actually looking for one nung nag-move ako dito sa Singapore 2019.
Wow.
Pero
talaga yung parang core mo, no? Mo talaga ng volunteer
work. Siguro, pero
giving back.
I don't know, siguro wala lang venue for, well, there are many venues, pero it's more of
anong swak, yung swak talaga na gusto mo.
Siguro maraming may swak actually. Siguro it's just ano, ako lang, I cannot, hindi ako makapag first move ba, siguro somehow natatakot ako to approach people. Pero ayun nga, sometimes you have to do something that scares you that you really want to do for the longest time, and this is one of those. So ano ba yung mga sagutan natin?
Gusto ko yan, maganda yan.
Ayun nga, so yeah, I found this non-profit organization since 2019, and then finally nagkaroon ng availability sa pag-join niya sa mga volunteer works nila. So ang pangalan ng NGO is Habitat for Humanity. I think meron din si so Habitat for Humanity, ang ganda lang kasi ang ginagawa eh parang
community building.
Not community building, pero dito sa Singapore kasi may mga, although maganda yung mga pabahay dito, pero meron pa rin pala yung mga bahay na hindi maayos.
Ah, okay.
Hindi maayos talaga, parang yung pinuntahan namin kasi isa lang siya nakatira doon, matanda na, in his 70s na. Tapos
HDB
yung
din.
HDB. Oo. I mean, okay pa rin naman siya, pero yung mga paint, ano na,
yung mga ano,
iba, walls. Yung iba nga daw may bed bugs na ganyan-ganyan. So this NGO, yung Habitat for Humanity, ang ginagawa naman nila, tumutulong sila mag-paint ng mga bahay. So ayun yung ginawa namin kahapon, nag-paint kami. Medyo nakakapagod pala mag-paint. Lalo na pag yung ceiling, kaloka, nakakapagod. Pero I had so much fun. So sana ano, merong next na volunteer work in the near future.
Hindi lang ano, painting, madami din maglilinis ng ganyan.
Kasama na yung linis. Pero, hindi, ang focus nila talaga is parang mag-paint-paint ng mga bahay para maayos yung bahay ng mga less fortunate nga dito sa Singapore. Oo.
Speaking of ano ha, community work, that brings me na to a thought na gusto ko rin mag-volunteer work.
Yes, please.
If I get the chance, ano, I would want to volunteer as an HIV advocate. Kasi nga, platform,
the platform that we have,
the HIV awareness advocacy, parang yun, something close to my heart talaga ang ano, ang laban sa pag-alis ng stigma ng HIV.
Oh,
kasi
oh.
For the longest time, alam naman natin sa LGBTQIA+ community, no, parang ang sakit na HIV na associate sa mga bading, which is talaga. Needles, you can get HIV, basta madaming ways, pero ang unfair lang na community. So, and it's a long way to go, kaya may mga HIV hubs or awareness advocacies around bed bank clinic. So, someday magkaroon ako ng time talaga to kahit weekend ganyan maging counselor. Yan. Yan, yun naman yung sa akin.
Pangdiyan ka talaga kasi naalala ko nung gines natin si ano si Enzo. Super excited ka dun eh. So sana nga you find it in your heart.
Good friend, shout out to Lawrence.
That's nice. Sana nga you find it in your heart na you know to make that one step that you just need kasi then magtutuloy-tuloy na yan.
That's good.
In fairness, ang sagutan natin pang Miss Universe kasi kakatatapos lang na
Miss Universe
Philippines. Anong masasabi mo, Maf, since pareho tayong pageant fan for the longest time?
Ayan na naman tayo, nag-mention naman tayo na may date ma-upload to ng December.
Ano?
I-edit mo to pag minention natin ng ganito.
Go lang.
Ano, Miss Universe. Actually, hindi ko napanood. Nasa birthday yan kasi kami kagabi. Pero tumatakas-takas ako ng live sa YouTube. Nanonood. Nag-PR ako, sakto, si Michelle D yung question and answer. Pero maganda naman yung sagot, in fairness. Pero hindi ko lang masabi na siya yung panalo that moment kasi hindi ko narinig yung sagot ng apat. Pero I was rooting for Pauline. Alam mo naman, lahat tayo. Pero I think they saw something with Michelle na panlaban ng Miss Universe.
Anyway, si Pauline naman ay ang ating magiging kandidata for Miss Supranational. Tapos yung isa, si Miss Baguio ay for Charm. Miss Charm. Oo, si Baguio ang ganda niya, Miss Baguio ang ganda niya.
So hindi siya in-announce daw kasi ayaw ni Anne na
Kasi gusto niya, 'di ba, show lang for Miss Universe specifically, walang ibang crown. Kaya
si Angelique Manto, no, nag-second runner up. Parang madami ding nag-root pati si Vice Ganda kay Angelique Manto nakabit.
Napanood mo ba yung question and answer niya?
Di pa nga nanlalamon daw ng mic. Parang sabi ayaw daw pahawakin ng mic si Pampanga kasi lalamunin na walang ground, parang ganun.
Oo. Girl, maganda yung unang sagot niya sa first na question and answer. Yung sumunod kasi, parang top 5 pa din sila. Isang question na lang. Pero yung sagot niya, for me, malayo na. Hindi ba malayo, pero parang hindi na siya connected masyado sa ano, sa
question. Kasi parang hindi nakakasyado silang sagot eh. Tapos i-relate na lang yung tanong doon eh. Alam ko na style nila eh. Alam ko na title nitong ano to, nung podcast natin.
Ano?
Parang ano, samot sari, iba't ibang topics, kahit ano.
Oh, the legit, this is the legit samot sari episode.
Iba't ibang topics ang pinag-usapan.
Alam mo ba nung nag-isip tayo ng title for the podcast, what I was actually thinking is a tindahan. Na parang you can get, yung tinda, sari-sari store sa Pilipinas, na parang you can get, ayan.
Tindahan. Wow, parang SB19 ah, 18.
Pero ay nasa isip ko kaya anything you can buy from sari-sari store kaya. That's what. Yeah, kaya samot sari.
Tindahan something. Maganda no, maganda rin tindahan.
I wanna ask. Wag na. Sayang kasi ano familiar na yung mga tao. Charot. At Mav, remember I sent you this ano ba yan? This screenshot of an email that I received. Parang cold selling na sila, ano, si company. Pero it's good to know na we are actually ranking 147.
Hinanap talaga. Legit first na yan.
I feel like, pero...
Saan mo nakita? Meron ba sa
Meron kasi sila mismong, ano, I visited the website. So, ang company na to, what they do pala, parang nagra-rank talaga sila ng mga podcast.
Talaga? Tapos, pakilan tayo. Tapos, send mo naman para meron tayo ipopost. They are ranked 100.
I sent you. In the Philippines, we actually rank 143 in the category of self-improvement. Wow. And in Philippines pala.
Ilan ba? 147 lang yan.
sorry. In the Philippines, we are actually rank 143 in the category of self-improvement. And
yeah, also, hindi mo send sa akin yung screenshot. Send mo nga.
Also, sa Singapore, 145 naman. Gusto mo yan? Pati Singapore, nag-rank tayo. Maaf, I sent it to you Wednesday.
Ah, ang nakita ko lang ay ito lang.
That's the one. Basahin mo.
Ah, okay. Totoo to. Position 140. Ilan? Ilan ang this, podcast?
Regardless, pero the fact na nasa 140 plus tayo, amazing na yan. And sa
isipan ko muna ng
at sa Apple podcast ranking yan, considering na we just launched our podcast sa Apple a month back, 2 months back.
Yeah, so it's
an achievement. Let's say 143 pang kulelat na yan. It's still an achievement.
celebration. Ay, mga gusto ko yan. Uh-oh. Maging hashtag ng buhay ko ngayon lately. Hashtag celebrate small wins.
Yes.
Oh, parang ma-apply mo siya sa every aspect ng life mo. Like, sa trabaho, parang you've satisfied a customer, you helped a colleague, or you complimented someone. Hashtag celebrate small wins. Parang mababago yung outlook mo na it becomes a culture of positivity. Hindi toxic positivity, but legit positivity. Parang kahapon nga during the party, I kept complimenting people. Parang totoo naman, uy, ang ganda mo ngayon, ang ganda ng damit mo ngayon, bagay na bagay sa'yo. Tapos sila parang, uy, gabi ka naman. Ano ka ba? Totoo yan. Tapos sabi ko, hindi, let's spread positivity. Talaga nag-compliment ako ng mga tao. Parang ang sarap din sa feeling.
Nice.
Wala bumalik sa akin.
Kala ko naman sobrang genuine na. Sabi ko naman, sasabihin ko sana, it becomes natural na sa'yo na to see beauty in every person. Which is a good thing.
Ngayon. Hashtag celebrate small wins. Ikaw,
That is really great, alam mo. Kasi when you celebrate small wins, it's one of the ways on how you can stay present and be grateful sa present time na meron ka. Kasi always remember, kung ano man meron ka ngayon, this is something you have prayed for before. So, minsan, feeling mo yung pinag-pray mo before, hindi na siya as big as what you would actually prayed for now, pero it's still something to be celebrated.
Pero kung mag-look back ka, where were you at 10 years ago, ma-realize mo, ito nga pala yung pinag-pray ko, I have a nice case, ganyan, yeah. Celebrate small wins.
And nice.
All our listeners, no, I want to spread that word. You celebrate small wins kahit gaano kayo.
Stay grateful nga. Ayun. Ako, ayun yung, hindi man hashtag, pero I'm in that state right now na I'm just really grateful. Alam mo, may mga issue pa din, may mga problema pa din, pero
but when you choose to look on the past brighter side of things, on the silver lining ng mga bagay-bagay, no?
That's right.
Ma-outweigh pa rin niya pala yung mga negativity na naranasan mo.
Oo. And something that I really like din, kasi napan mo na ba yung series na Beef sa Netflix?
Hindi pa.
Yung nanay ng husband, ng babae, nakausap niya kasi nga parang may issue sila bilang mag-asawa. Ang ganda lang sinabi niya na parang yung problema, hindi na nila masyado ina-acknowledge. Parang hinahayaan lang nila yan. Kasi parang the moment you acknowledge it, is the moment you actually solidify its existence. So the moment you solidified its existence, parang mas lumalaki pa siya, mas nagiging ripple effect yung pagiging problema niya. Siguro not applicable all of the time, pero may point din na parang minsan yung problema, hayaan mo lang yan eh, and just do what you can do within your control and don't focus much on it. Parang ganun.
And you have to flip the coin. Kung lumalaki yung problema, why not i-manifest mo yung positive thing, di ba? Naniniwala din ako manifesting, yun din pala, aside from celebrating small wins. Pag may gusto ka, i-manifest mo. Pag keep on verbalizing it, kasi may naniniwala ako may power yung dila natin eh. Diba?
Totoo.
Natutunan niya when you keep on manifesting good things, manifest good things sa mga tao sa paligid mo para, the energy is there.
That's true. Tama yan. There is power in words, ika nga nila. So, you have to really be careful on what you say, lalo na sa sarili mo kasi namamanifest mo nga yun unintentionally. Like
May friend akong businessman, minamanifest ko niya, oy, magiging successful, super successful ka this year. Sabi ko, claim mo yan kasi sinusundan yung mga sinasabi ko. Pag ganun, no, in my mind, parang di naman siya totoo. Pero wala namang mawawala if you speak positivity, speak good words to someone. So, ibigay na natin yun, no?
Oo.
Yun yung magiging ano ko ngayon, mantra ngayon lately.
Oo. Pero siyempre, if people may argue na we have to be realistic sometimes. Yes, we're not saying naman na just keep on manifesting. It's just like to set the mood, diba? And to set your mind in a positive environment, kumbaga.
Nag-ano nga tayo, nagsusubscribe tayo sa science, diba? Sa zodiac. Minsan, ano zodiac? Why not subscribe to speaking, ano?
Positive things.
Oo. Nice. Tapos saan kaya?
And that is... I don't know. But yeah, that is one of the ways then on how you can be kind to yourself, which is very important when it comes to loving yourself. I want to ask you... Exactly. True. What you give is what you get. What you see is what you get.
you give the energy that... You get the energy that you give.
I want to ask you something. Is there something you've done recently na... hindi mo pa nagagawa before?
Siguro, ano, something that I've never done before, ano, ito na, ipapasok ko na yung, ano, kayo racket ko. Well, I've recently joined as a part-time financial advisor sa isang insurance company called Prulife. So, shout out sa mga listeners.
Yes!
One day, mag-reach ko na sa inyo. Hindi, joke. Ano, well, aside from I'm a firm believer of insurance, ano pa, parang decades ago pa, kahit hindi pa ako, wala pa ako sa financial industry. Tapos before pa ako nag-join ng Prulife, ayoko kasi talaga kasi feeling ko wala akong time. Ano, nagre-recruit ako ng mga bibili ng insurance sa mga friends kong financial consultant kasi I think that's the only way para ma-beat natin yung ano eh, yung generation ng ano ng hirap sa buhay. You have to do something different eh. And naisip ko yung talagang investments and savings sa insurance policy. So nag-join ako recently as a part-time. Kahit na stable naman yung trabaho ko, I'm perfectly happy with my full-time job. Sabi ko, syempre extra income din siya, isa rin yung driver. Pero yun nga, gusto ko rin talaga na makatulong. Totoo yun ah, hindi, walang kaplastikan ah. Gusto ko makatulong sa mag-spread ng financial literacy talaga sa mga tao. Hindi ako perfect, wala nga akong finance. Pero once you gain the product knowledge, hindi pa rin ako sobrang knowledgeable sa mga products. Pero it's gonna do something good talaga. It'll pay off when nag-retire ka or in the years to come. Yung previous policy ko sa ibang financial company, meron na siyang tinubong malaki na I can withdraw. Parang emergency fund ko na siya. Kaya, yun yung ano ko recently. And kaya ko rin naisingit yung culture of positivity, celebrating small wins. Kasi dun sa branch namin, ganun. Parang pag naka-sell ka ng isang policy, lahat sila sa chat group, kinong-congratulate ka. Tapos ako recently nakapag-recruit ako ng... Kasi aside from selling, you can recruit someone to join eh. Nakapag-recruit ako, so may monetary incentives. Nagka-incentives ako as early as parang less than a month.
1 month. Yeah.
Maliit lang naman, pero yun pa rin. Celebrate small wins pa din.
I'm really happy for you, Mav, kasi diba, we're just talking about financial literacy. I think we covered that at least 2 or 3 times sa previous podcast episodes natin. And here you are right now, walking the talk. Tama ba?
Talk the walk?
But this, ang maganda yung sinabi mo right now, kasi sometimes it's not just about, you know, gaining something from it financially, but the fact na you're able to actually spread knowledge about how to become financially literate. But so that's good. That's great.
May tanong ako. You mentioned about walking the talk, and this is my walking the talk.
How to walk the talk?
kung there's a specific walking type of walking the talk that you have, ano to? Cobra walk ba to? Tilapil walk. Anong walk ka?
For me, it's gonna be tsunami walk. Tsunami walk, why? Because kasi diba tsunami, it has like this downtimes and then may todohan. Know when to peak. Kasi that's life. I mean, it's not always like a paved way for you to get from point A to point A to point B. So there's gonna be like waves and bigger waves. And you're gonna be facing bigger waves in your journey.
Ah, naisip ko parang trail. You have to make the trail sa gubat. Yung waves. Sa tubig.
Actually, you're asking for the walk, so I'm just relating to tsunami walk. But that's it. Ano may hindi naman siya patag lagi. So you have to prepare yourself sa mga bigger challenges in life.
Yeah, I love it. Ayan, dami natin pinag-usapan, no? Iba-iba, parang mga recent ganap, mga advocacy, mga tsunami walk, Miss Universe.
Ang dami daw. I think that's the reason why hindi tayo masyado nakapag-upload ng matagal kasi parang we're busy on doing other things. And
sari naman to eh, di ba? We can talk anything under the sun. Any parting thoughts before we end the podcast?
Well, basically this episode, it's more of just really kumustahan, di ba? So, and catching up, but the core of it is really us being present. The fact na hindi tayo nakapag-record nga ng episodes for quite a while, it's because we're trying to, you know, like do other things then that will make us grow as a person. And I did something na I've always wanted to do for the longest time. So if you're thinking of doing something that you've always wanted to do for the longest time, there's no perfect timing. Make it happen now.
Ayan. My dad always told me, if you take that one single step.
Got you running, right? Ikaw, parting words.
I love it. For me, tagal nga natin hindi nag-usap, no? Talagang ito episode na ito, parang hindi natin, kasi magsasalita, kasi parang ang dami nating thoughts lately. Pero for me, I think the lesson for me for this season is you can choose on how you will manage your time, how you will utilize your time. Pwede mong sayangin, pwede ka lang matulog, do nothing. On the other hand, if you do something productive at mag-isip ka ng gagawin na ayun, we'll make use of your quality time, whether it's having coffee with a friend, hanap ka ng side racket, you focus on your stuff, you strategize, kunwari may business ka, mag-isip ka on how to strategize, ganyan-ganyan. Madami kang magagawa, madami kang productive na you can utilize your time for. Ayun, parang at the end of the day, it's your choice kung gagawin mo productive yung oras mo. Or magtatambay ka na lang, makimarites ka na lang sa kapitbahay, ganyan. Pero it's your choice. Pero for me, yun yung nagiging ko lately. Parang be present, be in the now. Gawin mo lahat ng mga bagay na makapagpapasaya sa'yo. That's very important.
Yeah.
And give back. Ang ganda naman. We give back to the community. You compliment people, you give praises, you speak kindness, you speak positivity, and at the end of the day, someday, somehow, the universe will give it back to you. Yun.
Yeah, that's really great. And yeah, just to add on, no, while you're waiting for the universe to give it back to you, well, the fact that you're doing something that you love, that is a prize already. So that is
longa.
Already a win. Amazing.
Hashtag celebrate small wins. Tapos na.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Samut Sari.
Para updated ka sa mga bago naming ganap, follow us on Instagram @SamutSari Podcast.
Next time ulit ha.